You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. Bang him out over at assholeconsulting.com. If you got questions, Cappy's got answers. Brought to you by How Not to Become a Millennial. It's even a subtitle to it. No. Oh, Learning from America's Largest Sociological Disaster. It's a good book. And then also get Book of the High IQ or Curse of the High IQ. And then there's other books I wrote, but those would be good for today. Hello, sir. I'm a 53-year-old man. I've never made more than $65,000 a year, but I've been putting away 3% a year away for retirement. Somehow I've gained between 401k and Roth, have left roughly $725,000 saved. You're the millionaire next door. It's not how much you make. It's how much you save. And you have put away your money. I'll tell you this right now. At 53 with $725,000, you're good. You're pretty good to go. Unless you're like going to live for many, like if your parents were like lived into their 90s, then your life expectancy, you got to cover that. So then you probably want to work well past 70. But depends on the life expectancy of your family or your parents. But generally speaking, with the average life expectancy, you got about 20 years left of life. And 725 should carry you through that pretty well. Pretty good. There's a book you may want to get called Poor Richard's Retirement. I would also get Early Retirement Extreme by Jacob Lund Fisker. But Poor Richard's Retirement goes over how little you actually need. And you got roughly at least twice the amount of money that you need. My plan is maybe not full retirement, but at 60, being able to say F you to the full-time grind after watching all these videos about the subject and where I did not do enough. Dude, go get that. I'm not kidding. You want to feel good about yourself? Go get that book, Curse of the High IQ, Poor Richard's Retirement. Because the average boomer, which you're not, but the average boomer, I think it's only 30% of them have saved up enough money to retire. The rest of them have to rely on things like reverse mortgages and working till they're dead. So I'll tell you that you're 725 at the age of 53, you're in the top 10% of people in terms of investing and retirement planning. You did a good job. You did great. That's an A effort. You got to score a 96 or whatever. And if you're going to keep on working and you're frugal and you're good with financial discipline, yeah, you're fine, man. You're fine. So you did do enough. I wish everyone had, you know, $750,000 saved up by the time they're 53. Videos and books, great stuff. A lot of it helped me along the way. And I said, well, what about your outside life outside your finances? Did you do what you wanted? Motorcycle, travel, etc. Already have a bike and truck paid for, a home, just a mobile home, but paid for, no family or attachments, and don't really plan on leaving my state, but not opposed to it. If the right deal comes up, I'm okay with if you just reply to me. You wish to use me as an example. Please don't say my name. Hit the pay link now. Yeah, you're fine, man. You're fine. The only thing, what a lot of people kind of in your situation face is that it's not that you've oversaved. There's no such thing as oversaving, but you should be going into like a retirement mode or at least enjoy a little bit of life. I'm not saying you get put together your bucket list, but with $725,053, you can start doing things you'd like to do. So if you wanted to go to the Daytona rally because you're a motorcycle rider or the Sturgis rally, I'd go do it. Did you want to travel to Europe? Go do it. You don't have no kids. You don't have no debt. That's the huge thing. You don't have any debt. So I would, whatever you want to do. I mean, within reason. But if you wanted to check out Iceland, go to Iceland. You want to, I would even go so far as to say, if you wanted to get a classic car, you could get a classic car. Though I'd kind of wait for a recession to hit. Because everything's a little bit pricey right now. But that has nothing to do with retirement. It does have to do with you enjoying life. And a lot of people, they lose the larger goal of life, and that is to have fun and enjoy it. So don't get so obsessed about your money that you know, because the worst thing to do is die with millions in the bank. You don't want to die with millions in the bank. That's money you could have like goofed around and had fun with. You want to, like, your last breath is when your last penny runs out. That would be perfectly ideal. You just be, yeah. But there you go. All right. Any super chats? No super chat. Hey, Better Patches and I had to stop by because I only see 5 watching. That's a shame. Hey, that's all right, Joker. I bang these out and I don't make an announcement. I just like, hey, here it is. And you can follow Better Bachelor on the YouTubes, but also follow him on Locals, locals.com. Just search Better Bachelor. Joker is the pen name. And we'll be doing this a little bit more. All right, we'll see you guys later. Toodles.